very happy with the first half performance, and I suppose maybe it put us into a sense of comfort that we needed to not stay in for as long as we did. But at the same time, they got themselves in that position. They got themselves in a very strong position at the start of the game, and by half time, I think the result was fairly safe. But Down came back a lot in the game, and maybe the biggest obstacle for them was losing the man. The Blackyard man cost them an awful lot, because up until that time they were really coming back into the game, and it was sort of getting into too close for comfort for us from the position we were in. But when they lost their man, I think we capitalised on that and put ourselves in a strong position again.
Yeah, that first half performance of Aaron McCurry, obviously some sublime scores, some of the build up play and some of the creative play from the team was absolutely a joy to watch.
Well, it was good, yeah, it was good. We've been working on trying to get sort of different men in different places, and obviously you want the people like Darren McCurry and Ronan O'Neill in shooting positions as much as possible, because they are the best finishers that we have around the minute. And Kyle Coney's a good finisher too, so we have plenty of people who can finish. It's about getting the ball to them in the right places, and that's I suppose the secret of the thing at the minute. If we can work that often enough, then we'll probably end up getting some decent scores.
And I suppose without giving too much away, you're obviously concerned about that advance mark, but in a situation where it looked like there was an advance mark, Colin McCann too, he had his hand up to show that.
But it's just again, obviously the referee believed that the kick was taken from inside the 45, and if that's the case, then that makes for that sort of hard to work with that, because how can the player be quite sure that the man who delivers it is actually a foot outside the 45 or a foot inside it, and then he takes his mark in good faith and then he's blown for over carrying. So it's probably something about the rule that wasn't thought through when the people who brought it in.
Yeah, well, in terms of, say, the second half performance, would you be concerned, just not say how easy Down, but Down certainly had momentum in the second half, and we think we'd wait to get to the pace of the game.
Well, that's it. I mean, you never dominate a game from start to finish, and everybody has their purple patch, and I suppose the effort our boys put in the first 35, 36 minutes or 37, whatever it was, probably took a lot out of them. And remember, this is three games in a week as well, so, you know, it's not to be unexpected that they would run out of juice a wee bit towards the end of that game.
Just on that, I mean, they must be delighted to the fact that so many players have got a good game time and really a very, very good second half there.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, we've always said that's what we like the McKenna Cup for, to get games, get game time, get new players who hadn't seen much game time at this level, getting some of it, and I suppose winning games at the same time. So, you know, you don't get to play more games if you don't win the ones you're in. So that's the name of the game, get as many competitive matches as you can before the league starts, and we've always tried to do that, and we've always been pretty successful at achieving that much.
We're looking ahead to the finals, Monaghan in the final, Tyrone Monaghan games historically always competitive, and back here again, something about this match.
Every game with us is competitive. It doesn't matter who you're playing, in Ulster or elsewhere, I think it's pretty competitive always. And yes, Monaghan haven't won the McKenna Cup, I suppose, for a few years, and they'll be out to take it from us, and we'll be out to hold on to it.
Yeah, you've sort of seen the match programme today, and your subs, obviously the squad's quite threadbare, and we've seen what happened with Donegal this week in relation to the McKenna Cup and the Sigerson Cup obviously clashing, and this situation, this scenario is going to rise again too, isn't it?
Well, it is a situation that is. It is what it is, and you have to live with it. We had 8 or 9 players away there in Sigerson duty today as well, so within a county, I think we should be able to accommodate that and stand up to it, you know. So I think there should be enough footballers at that level to be able to contest your games anyway. But Donegal decided that they hadn't got enough to do that, and that's their business. We decided we had enough people, even though we were threadbare, and you know, a couple of the men that we on the subs today were carrying injuries that we probably didn't want to use or couldn't use. So as long as you've always got enough to start the game and enough to come on if you need a few subs, then I think we can be sort of imagined enough to have enough people to play the game.
Does it threaten the competition, Mickey, though, that Donegal stands today, do you think?
Well, I think the ambition of the overall plan is anyway is to move all of these competitions, maybe like even Sigerson, to before Christmas, and maybe that's what will happen, that it will be played before Christmas. Maybe their Ryan Cup thing will be reduced or whatever, or replaced, but I think it's probably going to end up that they're going to try and put all of these competitions in a calendar year, maybe, and at the finish of a year, that one, instead of the start of the next one. So, I mean, it's up to the people at headquarters that work out all these difficult permutations to deal with that. If that's the case, then that's what's going to happen.
Well, in your time, Mickey, you've took this competition very seriously, though, and that it has proven good for Tyrone.
Well, I mean, I think it's important that if you enter a competition and that you have people paying through the gate to go and watch it, that you have to give them the best of what you have at that given time. And that's what we've always endeavoured to do. And I think maybe looking back over the years, we've been in a lot of finals and won a lot of finals, and that didn't happen by accident, it happened by design.
Nobody knocking their money back on Wednesday night.
No, I'd say that was more entertaining than we'd have liked it to be.
Mike, would you agree that it is unfair on those, you know, that those third tier players who are generally the fellas that are trying to make an impact at inter-county level, have those two competitions put against each other?
Well, look, at there's always been a dilemma, even when it was played at a later stage. There's always this battle of who would get who. And, you know, so it has never been easy. And I suppose that competition has expanded, you know, very much from what it used to be. So, you know, it's hard to accommodate everybody's wishes and preferences. So, you know, what's wrong with it? It can go on there. I mean, are we at 8 players away there today playing Sigerson? So if every county has to live with that, then so be it. We're not stopping them playing Sigerson. They're playing today, like.